Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to The Radio Thrift Shop. Radio Thrift Shop is easy listening for the musically adventurous. We just say no to mediocre media. It's analog culture for a digital world. Here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. And also heard on CWCFILP 96.1 in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Good morning, Robert. Well, today's edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, I'm going to be doing something a little bit different. I'm going to be playing some indie pop, mostly from 7-inch vinyl singles and some compact discs from the late 1980s through, the early 2000s. So today at the Thrift Shop, it's the Indie Pop Edition.
Thank you.
Two tracks from the band Veronica Lake, released on Audrey's Diary on a 7-inch vinyl single, a very translucent green vinyl back in 1993. We heard Threnody and In the Clouds. Veronica Lake was Christopher Porter on bass, keyboards, and vocals, Timothy Sendra on guitar and vocals, Allison Garwood on keyboards, R. Scott Kelly on percussion, and Pam Berry on vocals. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, your field guide to the dusty side of radio. I'll be back with more indie pop right after this.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. Back in the early 1970s, Mary Shepard parked her van in the driveway of Alan Bennett's London apartment and stayed. Developing a sometime fondness for her feisty negativity, Bennett was never able to go through with having her evicted. Instead, he kept copious notes on their strained 15-year relationship, chronicling his own attitudes as they evolved. One seldom was able to do her a good turn without some thoughts of strangulation. After Mary's death in 1989, Bennett published a brief account of the whole story, The Lady in the Van, and since he is counted among Britain's most talented and prolific playwrights, the book became a successful play in 1999, with Maggie Smith, thankfully now repeating her role as Mary, for the 2015 film. Alex Jennings shines as Bennett's split personality, one the objective reporter, the other the helpless victim of Mary's guile. And director Nicholas Heitner captures the spirit of a London society uniquely on the verge of great change. But the true master of the film is, of course, Maggie Smith, now 81. From The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie through the final episode of Downton Abbey, her talents have never failed to be both honest and entertaining. This one is the topper so far. The Lady in the Van, not in theaters, discovery through rental. Find us on the web at indiefilmminute.com.
Shadows in summer. One.
For or Against, with a tune called Coalesced. And before that, the Springfields, song called Sunflower. We started off with The Clientele from a wonderful 7-inch vinyl single, I Can't Seem to Make You Mine. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. If you have questions or comments about anything you hear on Radio Thrift Shop, you can email me at wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. That's wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. I'll be back with more indie pop music right after this.
Some believe Elvis liked a little Nashville studio so much that he never left. You're on the Soundbeat. You're listening to I Was the One, the B-side to Elvis's first RCA single, Heartbreak Hotel. He recorded the songs at Nashville's RCA studio months earlier, and while it was later converted to a TV studio, some claim Elvis never, well, left the building. Legend has it, whenever Presley's name was mentioned, lights would blow out, and unexplained noises would respond, sometimes over the PA system. The next time you see Elvis's ghost, you can let everyone know. The King has his own iPhone app, with a special built-in feature for logging Elvis sightings. Yeah, there's an app for that. Sign up for our podcast at iTunes and at soundbeat.org. Thank you. Thank you very much. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
We don't know what passenger pigeons really sounded like, but perhaps it was a bit like this. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. We're coming up to the 100th anniversary of the extinction of the passenger pigeon, once one of the most abundant bird species on Earth. The world's largest collection of stuffed passenger pigeons is in the Royal Ontario Museum in Canada. Mark Peck is manager of the ornithology collections.
This one was collected in Hamilton, 1863. So that's over, 150 years old at this point. You know, and the wonderful thing about passenger pigeons is they were thought to be one of the most common birds on Earth. They talk about a population of 6 billion birds darkening the skies for 3 days when the big flocks came in to feed on the acorns. So it was a remarkable bird in a lot of ways. And to think that a bird that was so common could go extinct in really 50 years due to habitat loss, due to hunting pressures and market hunting, it should be a really clear idea of just how quickly even common species can go extinct. You could go into these huge breeding colonies and you could shoot as many as 20 or 25 birds with a single shot. They'd be quickly feathers removed and stuffed into barrels and salted. So they'd be used in some of the finer restaurants in New York and Chicago and Toronto. They talk about trains carrying nothing but passenger pigeons down to some of the bigger cities in barrels.
Will it ever be possible to see a passenger pigeon again, alive and flying? Well, maybe. We'll find out how on our next program. My thanks to Britt Ray for recording the interview. Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by Virginia Tech, inventing the future through a hands-on approach to education and research.
Thank you. think I found something I think I was looking for. And I think I found it, and besides I found a little bit
Indie Pop Parade continues. We just heard a tune by the Orchids called Blue Light, and two great tunes by the Sea Urchins, Please Rain Fall and A Morning Odyssey. A Morning Odyssey was released on a 7-inch single on the legendary Sarah Records back in 1990. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, broadcasting every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Very proud to follow Chip John Colkerd and Out of the Woods, the best acoustic and folk music show you're going to hear this side of the Mississippi. And you hear Out of the Woods and the Radio Thrift Shop here every Saturday evening at WSCS and online at classicalwscs.org, your local community and classical music station.
I dreamt that I could spend my time way down beneath the waves. Swim the ocean sadly, the tide may never change. Rivers rolling, to seas are we'll be right back.
scattered ashes on the breeze. And a quiet celebration whispered through the trees. Rivers rolling,
looks so black as it blows beneath the rain. So I watch it pass by me, just like I watched you, like I watched you, like I watched you walk on.
Band called East Village with a tune called Vibrato. And before that, we heard Emily with the Old Stone Bridge, the Field Mice, classic band. that has evolved into numerous other bands. September's Not So Far Away. And we started off with the Forever People in a tune called Invisible. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. If you love radio and exploring the archives, you've come to the right place. This has been the Indie Pop edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'd like to say thank you for listening. Been on a bit of a hiatus lately, but some new programs are in the pipeline, so please stay tuned. And remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love. Thanks for listening.